everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It really is a joy for Bobby and I to be able to share these with you all 5 days of your week, and would love for you to join us live on Sunday morning, where we have services at 9:30 and 11, and we also have a Spanish service at 11. All three of those are broadcast live on Facebook and also at live.sugarhill.church. So please join us if you can. If you live in the Atlanta area, we'd love for you to make the trip up here. And at the end of either of those services, please grab one of us. We'd love to get to know you and put a face with a name. So today, let's talk about Matthew chapter 5. It's probably my favorite chapter and all the scriptures, but because it includes this thing called the Beatitudes. And literally, when you hear that right, that's what it means. When we be this attitude, then good things happen. Each one of them start with this one word, blessed. Now, you've heard people say, have a blessed day, or boy, that blesses me. We hear those things said, but what does that truly mean when we use this term blessed? It's kind of a church term or a Christian term. Like, I remember the other day I went through Publix, I bought my groceries, I'm headed out, and the guy who bagged my groceries seemed like a really good dude. And I said, man, have a great day. And he turned around, he said to me, have a blessed day. And I thought to myself, that's a cool word. What a great thing to do. And I hear it more and more. But what does that really mean? Well, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, it puts two things in the middle of things I love most. One of them is blessed, literally meaning happy, be joy-filled. Be happy. It's this picture that when we are blessed, when we are blessed, then what happens is we are a happy people. And then it goes on and said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. You know what? Can you see how I would like that? I'm a guy who loves food. Jenny and I are foodies. We love to go try new places and hang out at new joints. And we found this burger joint down in Chamblee, Georgia. I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's called Big Daddy Burgers, and we love it. Man, you get one of those suckers loaded up. I'm telling you, my mouth is watering right now. It's got cheese dripping down your chin. It's got the hamburger juice. And you got, man, it's good. Anyway, so when I eat one of those and I finish eating one of those, I'm filled. I am filled. But the scriptures say that we can be happy. We can be blessed when we are hungry and we thirst for this one thing, righteousness. Because the scripture says, then we will be filled. When you're really hungry, when you're really thirsty, you'll do anything to get food or drink. In fact, it's almost all you can think about. When you're in need of something to drink, you don't want to chat with a buddy for 2 hours about your history class or talk about the car you drove or why my grass isn't the right height. You want to do whatever you can to quench your thirst. Back in the day when I was a builder, I can remember working on job sites in 102 degree weather, and I mean the heat just bearing down on you all day long. And I can remember at times thinking, all I want to do is have something cold to drink. And the first thing that I would drink, maybe a bottle of water, I'd just crush it. And then I would want to have something carbonated. Then I'd want some Gatorade, and I felt like I couldn't get enough. Well, this is a lot like what this scripture is challenging us with. It's telling us that we should be hungry and thirsty for righteousness. It should be something that we're going after and we're wanting. Samantha, our youngest, she really has a bad time about being hangry. Like when her blood sugar drops and she gets hungry, it gets ugly in a hurry. And you know what I've learned? I do the same thing. I have this great ability to be hangry. And if I don't eat, it gets bad. I mean, it gets really bad. Well, I want to encourage you today, as I want to look in the mirror and encourage me to go after righteousness. Let's not become so used to what people want us to be and what's going around or how many likes we get in some of our Instagram or Twitter or even Facebook feeds. But what if we just wanted to get to know God better and to become more like Him? That would sound a lot like determining to hunger and thirst after righteousness. You say, well, Chuck, could you just give me a picture of what righteousness is? Yes, this is the greatest definition I've ever heard, that when we seek after righteousness, we are seeking to become more like Jesus. We walk more like Jesus. We talk more like Jesus. We serve more like Jesus. We love more like Jesus, and we lead more like Jesus. Seeking after righteousness is seeking after the things of God. My friend, I have said for years, when we openly speak and when we openly seek after the things of God, good things happen. Well, the Beatitudes, there in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, makes this statement. We are blessed when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, because we will be filled. What that means is we wouldn't be hungry anymore, and we wouldn't be thirsty anymore for the things of God. Because when you seek after Him, He will most definitely show Himself to you. I hope you have a great, great week ahead of you. The weekend is here, and it's time to enjoy all that God has for us in store. I hope you can join us at Sugar Hill Church. If you're not in the Atlanta area, watch us online at Facebook or at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.